Back out at the Half Century of Progress show in Rantoul. I'm Brennan Easter with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio in WITY. And there are several different arts and crafts booths all around the show. However, this one stands out the most. It's a medallion factory. And one of the gentlemen here with me, Shane Kirkhove, helps run the thing. How you doing today, Shane?
Great. This is our fourth show of bringing the medallion press to the Half Century of Progress. We make keychains, magnets, and Christmas ornaments to sell, and we make them in front of the spectators as they can see the whole process. The machine is based around the 1920s factory of the line shaft technology, where a single engine would run multiple machines in a factory. So we have a 7-horsepower Sattley engine running a line shaft that is running 3 Bliss presses, the first one being an 18-ton press that stamps out the blank medallion itself. The next one is a 38-ton Bliss press that stamps out or puts the artwork of every year. We have different artwork that has the year indication on it, and we put different tractors on it for kind of what's featuring this year, the 1206 and the Caterpillar. That one puts the artwork on it, and the last one punches a small hole in it for a key ring or a Christmas ornament ribbon. I'm co-owner with Lewis Cassens, and a friend of ours built the machine in 2002 to replicate the factory line shaft of the days before. So it was built specifically for this purpose.
So how many other shows do you go to with this machine?
We only go to one other show, the Indiana State Fair. We're there the whole time at the Pioneer Village. It concluded last weekend, so we brought it straight from there to here. And it's quite a bit of time. We both still have full-time jobs, so we just bring it out to enjoy it a couple places. So.
It's always nice to have a passion project like this that you can do on the side for your full-time job and just show it off to other people.
Absolutely. We enjoy it. Yeah, we make a little bit of money, but it just kind of helps put back into our hobby. So, yeah, certainly.
How long have you been doing this?
We have owned it since 2018, the fall of 18. So we brought it here in the show, the 19 show, and we've brought it every time since.
Is there any other shows in the area you might be considering bringing this to, or are you happy just sticking to this and the Indiana State Fair for now?
So the problem is, by the time the inputs of you buy the brass, which is anything, but the die itself for the artwork, that the die is kind of spendy. It's $700, so you have to sell quite a few just to be able to recoup the input costs of some of it. So it is the problem, you know, gets to be, and everybody always wants a year specific so they could remember when they were there or whatever. So yeah, that's why we really don't take it to too many other shows, and like I say, we're just so busy.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can also imagine that the upkeep for this machine must take a lot of time, because not a lot of these parts are readily available.
It's actually pretty, we've been very fortunate. Those old engines, they just set and run and run and run for years. And that's kind of how they were designed. There's not a lot of upkeep to it. The punch presses themselves, sharpening the dies and obviously changing the other die out. There's time-wise, it's not a whole lot of upkeep to it, fortunately, so it's kind of nice.
Is there any specific way you have to store this in the winter seasons to prevent it from getting damaged in any way?
No, pretty much just obviously there's water in the cooling hopper. We drain all the water out of it to keep anything from freezing, but otherwise just keep all the exposed metal parts oiled up, and it just stays in the shed. So yeah.
You mentioned earlier that there were different designs for each of the different either state fairs or Half Century of Progress shows you've been to. Any specific designs that you liked the best, I guess?
No, I guess all of them we like in their own way. So.
Well, yeah, because a parent can't pick a favorite child, right?
I guess so.
So, of the machine, I guess which part of the process of making your medallion is the most interesting to you, or your favorite part of that?
Just displaying and showing people how everything works. Everybody's always fascinated, you know, just how each it has a unique noise and sound when it hits that always draws people in to watch the process. So just explaining to them and showing them what works.
Well, I can say it absolutely worked for me. I was driving by in the golf cart. I saw this and I heard the noises and I knew I had to check it out. This is really fascinating.
Certainly. Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for explaining it to me and walking me through the process. And thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. And if you come out to the Half Century of Progress show, be sure to look for the Pioneer Village Medallion Factory and stay tuned here to WITY for continued coverage of the Half Century of Progress show.